Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? It is July 27th. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, New York. It is looking like it's going to rain, but we've been having some beautiful days, thank you, Jesus. So I'm happy with that. You know, now our summer seems to be like it's our fall weather, and our fall weather is like our winter weather. So Mother Nature's just mad at everybody. So, and it was said at one point, the weather is bipolar, and that is perfect. We're so bipolar because you don't know what you're going to get from day to day. Anyway, getting back to you and what's going on with everybody, today we're going to talk about crazy weddings. I'm sorry, cheapskate weddings. I'm getting this mixed up with the next episode we're going to talk about next time. We're talking about cheapskate weddings. But before we do that, I'd like to go over a few things with you. I know you're saying, oh, God, here she go again. Well, it's for the new people who are just coming in, and we do have new people just coming in. Facebook page, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show, YouTube, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show, website, thecheapcheetah.blogspot.com. You can go to my page here on Blog Talk, and you can click it and take you right through. Free ebooks, Frugal Living in 30 Minutes or Less, free. Holiday Savings, The Cheap Cheetah Way, free. Email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. You also have books, if you like to purchase, The Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar, The Best of Cheap Cheetah Money Show, Part 1, and My Real Estate Diary. You can find those on Smashword, Amazon, Kindle, and Creative Space. Folks, if you have a product or service that you would like for me to talk about, or if you'd like to come on the show, by all means, email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and we will discuss it. I would love to have you, especially talking about saving, making, having fun with money. On that note, dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in the sight of God to present this man and woman together to help them not spend a whole bunch of money on a wedding for one day. And that's why we're talking about cheapskate weddings. You know, it's summer, the kids are out of school. There's a lot of events going on, and a lot of people plan their weddings around June, July, August, and September. These are the busiest months when it comes to weddings. I don't know why. Not too many people want to do a fall wedding. Not too many people want to do a winter wedding. A lot of people like some, I guess, because a lot of people are off from their job and stuff. Your average wedding will cost you $30,000. Okay, an over-the-top wedding will cost you $50. So, is it me or is that crazy? That's crazy. Even the average. Even if you said, okay, I don't spend $30,000, I spend $25,000. That's still a lot of money for one day. So let's talk about it. And let's just say our average is $25,000, and that's being conservative. Okay. First of all, when you get married, you're happy, you know, you're starting to plan your wedding, your guest list. Don't let everybody and their mother get on your guest list. Some people go crazy. They want, fine, friends and family is one thing. Then you want your people from your jobs. You want your old friends from, like, junior high school. You want people you've met or known maybe 6 months or so. Don't overkill your guest list. Because the more people you invite, the more money you have to spend for them to eat and drink and have a good time. Make a small wedding. There's nothing wrong with immediate friends and immediate family. Over top with too many people does not guarantee that you're going to get a whole lot of gifts. It just guarantees you're going to spend a whole lot of money for people that you are acquaintances with or you don't know like you know family or like you know close friends. So really scrutinize your guest list a little bit. Ask for help. Friends and families and maybe very close coworkers, they have talent. Some people you know can cook. Some people you know are DJs part-time. Some people play in bands. Some people make really nice wedding ornaments. Some people are wedding planners on the side. Talk. Find out who does what. And find out either are they willing to help you or give you a discount on their services, especially when it comes to, you know, decorating and things like that. First of all, let me backtrack. Where are you going to have your wedding at? Have you thought about that? I know a lot of people want these really over-the-top expensive hotels or expensive banquet halls that cost a good maybe a couple of $1,000 just to walk in the place and they want it all nice and stuff. No, that's not up. Cheapskate weddings are somebody's backyard, which is really nice, and we've seen nice backyards. Also, maybe have you thought about a hall, a meeting hall, maybe like American Legion's Hall or something like that. What about your church? Does your church have a really nice basement where you can have a wedding, your wedding upstairs and then maybe have a little reception downstairs? Do you live in a community center? What about that? Is the community center nice? Is it inexpensive? There's a lot of places you can have your wedding that does not cost you a couple of $1,000s. You just have to think outside the box and look at places that people would not normally have their wedding. What about botanical gardens? Maybe you can have your ceremony there and then everybody come back to the house and have maybe a barbecue for your reception. Think about it. What about, this is really off the top. What about the school gymnasium? I mean, you know, I know it's going there, but I did have to take you there. But what about in the school? I mean, I don't know if you can do it, but I'm just saying think of places really like restaurants. Sometimes restaurants have private rooms in the back that they will allow you to have a reception if they cater it, and it may not be that expensive. So think, besides these big, fancy, expensive hotels and halls and stuff, that it's only one day. So really think about a really nice place, but maybe not an expensive place to hold it. Okay, so now we got the place. We have our guest list that we cut down, and now we have the place. This is when you start asking your friends and family and your coworkers what they do in order to help you. Like I said, maybe some cook, maybe someone's in a band, maybe some does catering, decorations, corsages. Find out if they're willing to give you a discount or just donate their services as your wedding gift. We talked about places where you can hold your places. Catering. The main thing when you get married is the location, the food, the gifts, and liquor, of course, and transportation. We're going to talk about the catering. Do it small. Like I said, if your family cooks, you have an aunt that knows how to cook a mean lasagna, your mama know how to cook a mean ham, tell your family and friends, look, I will buy the food as long as you are willing to cook it for me and bring it to the wedding. That is your gift to me, cooking the wedding. You can do a barbecue, outdoor barbecue for your reception, catering it. You can as far as decorating and everything, you can go to a 99-cent store or you can go to Walmart and get all really nice decorations depending on what your colors are. You can decorate yourself. You can even decorate your own wedding venue as far as the church and everything. Get your stuff together, get your friends together, say, look, I'm going to buy you lunch, come help me decorate. You know, you're doing everything on the cheap. Okay, we're not going to extreme cheap, where I've seen a wedding that was extreme cheap, which was, it was ridiculous. Okay, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about just cutting back as much as you can so we don't have a $25,000 wedding. So you're decorating yourself. You're having your friends decorate. As far as catering and stuff, you're getting people to cook. Heck, if you can cook, cook. You know what I'm saying? Or if you find a new caterer who's very good, maybe she'll cut you a deal and say, okay, instead of having expensive pieces of meat, you'll have inexpensive pieces of meat, but she'll do it up nicely. You know, instead of having steak, you have chicken. You know what I'm saying? You know, especially if you have a new caterer and the caterer is very good, then you can try it out. Maybe you're her first client. Maybe she'll cut you a break. You got to think ways to cut down on catering. Okay, a lot of people go to Costco, BJ, Sam's Town, Sam's Club, and they buy a whole bunch of stuff within the budget because you need a budget. And then people, they like, look, cook, or they'll buy the decorations and stuff because it comes out cheaper. You have to have a budget. And I meant to tell you that in the beginning, how much my wedding is going to be, how much do I want it to be. You can have a nice wedding for, say, $5,000, depending on how you do it. Okay, you can run up to just the piece and just have the reception. Which reception, again, is just going to be cheap because this is what we're doing. We're doing somebody's backyard. We're doing maybe the church basement. We're going to fix it up really nice. Because does it matter where you get married? As long as you get married and your friends are there to celebrate and the special occasion and, you know, you feed them some good food and you feed them something to drink. Talking about drinking. When you start doing a bar at a wedding, it's expensive. Hard look is very expensive. We're doing either backyard wedding. If you're doing a church wedding, you're probably not going to be able to have liquor anyway. But say, for argument's sake, we're going to do a really nice backyard wedding. Or if you're doing a meeting hall somewhere, that's really nice. As far as liquor, you're going to have wines. You're going to have beers. And you're going to have drinks as far as, let's say we're going to have soda, we'll have juice, we'll have bottles of water, things like that. If you want to get into the hard liquor, that's where the money's going to come into. So if you want, maybe you'll buy some vodka and maybe some scotch and stuff, if you want to, but I would do some price checking on that. Usually big box stores, like I said, Sam's Town, BJ's, Costco, they may have that cheaper, but no matter what, I've seen liquor when it's like $40, $50 a bottle. To me, that's crazy. If people want to drink hard liquor, let them go home and do it. Serve the wine, serve the, you know, beers, the sodas, the juices, things like that. Are they here for the occasion, or are they at your wedding to get drunk? So that's one way. Flowers. That's another expense that we can try to look around. Flowers are very expensive. Just have a single flower for your bridesmaids and maybe three or four flowers for yourself. Because once you start getting into all these big bouquets and stuff, they cost money. Once you finish with your wedding, what's going to happen? They're going to die, right? So that money is there for a minute and then it dies and you can't get the money back. What about plastic flowers? I've seen some really nice plastic flowers in a 99-cent store. Really nice. So if you can put a nice arrangement together, and maybe put them on the tables for your reception or carry them with you also when you walk down the aisle or give them to your bridesmaids or, heck, find out how you can do it really nice so you can put it lapel in the groomsmen's shirts. Who would know? And plastic flowers are way cheaper than real flowers. So think about that, too. Gifts. It's customary to give gifts to the people who participate in your wedding, okay? The groomsmen get a gift, the bridesmaid gets a gift, mother and the bride and all that, they get gifts. It's very customary to give a gift. Saying thank you. Thank you for participating in my wedding. If you know someone who makes really nice stuff, you can use them to make really nice gifts. If not, think about the dollar stores. Think about Walmart. Because if you have like five bridesmaids, you have to give them five of the same thing. If you have five groomsmen, they have to get five of the same thing. they don't need to get expensive stuff because, again, that runs into money. If you are very crafty and know how to make something, then by all means, you can make them a nice gift. Or I've seen where people bought, you know, like earrings, and they've got a deal, and they've given all their bridesmaids earrings. And they're all maybe different kind of earrings depending on their personality, which was kind of cute. So you really have to think outside the box with that one, but you're on a budget, okay? We're on a budget, so we have to stretch our budget, say $5,000, to the wedding venue, the catering. We haven't even talked about you getting the dress yet, the flowers, the liquor, what are we drinking, the food, and how are we getting there. So all this on $5,000, we're really stretching it, okay? If we're lucky, maybe it's $10,000, if we're lucky. But nothing, a wedding should, and $10,000 to me is a lot of money. A wedding should not go over $10,000, and that to me is a lot of money. Music. We have to have music. How do you go to a wedding and not have music? Do you have a friend who's a DJ who can maybe do DJing for you for free or has it at a discounted price? Do you have good music where you have a nice speaker system where you could set up, especially if you're doing a backyard party, and just put in a tape or a CD or whatever and keep playing different music and stuff and have one of your friends be the DJ for you? What about someone who plays in the band? Can the band come and play for you? Think about it. We're talking about ways that you can do a cheap wedding outside the box, you know, without it being so expensive. Because if you get a professional DJ, if you get a professional band, that's going to be expensive. So you have to think about ways to bring the music in that's not going to cost you outside of your budget. We talked about the bar, the wedding dress. Oh, that's so special. I've watched programs where, reality shows where it's like, buy this dress or this dress is for you. I've seen dresses, one there that was like $10,000, $30,000, $40,000. The budget was unlimited, $100,000 for a dress. I can't even fathom buying a dress for $5,000. One wedding dress. These dresses are beautiful, but it's one freaking day. What are you going to do with that wedding dress when you take it off? And then you're probably going to take it off after the ceremony and then change into something for your reception so you can dance and, you know, get your groove on. What are you going to do with that dress? Let's say, for argument, you spend $5,000 on a dress. You look beautiful. It's your day, whatever. Fine. I get that. I don't get what you're going to do with your dress once you put it away. Can you take it back to the store and say, look, thank you, let me use the dress for using the dress here. I want my money back. Can you think of something else you can do with that $5,000 besides putting it on your back? I've seen nice dresses. You can go to the thrift store. You can go to a secondhand store. And you can get a dress for under $200. Okay? And to me, $200 dress is too expensive. Right, but I've seen nice dresses. Don't say, oh, I don't want a dress from the thrift store. I've seen some nice dresses. Because just because you go to the thrift store does not mean it's somebody's used it. Sometimes thrift stores get closeout deals. When a bridal company or a bridal store goes out of business, a lot of times they donate their dresses because what are they going to do with them? So sometimes if you're lucky, you can get brand new dresses, never been worn, at thrift stores. At the Salvation Army stores, at places, at discount houses. Don't spend more than, and $200 is a lot of money for me for a dress. Don't spend over like $200 for a dress. If you could even get a dress for $100, even better. Even better, because it's one day. Or why do you have to have a really big white formal dress? Get a nice little white dress. Very elegant, nice white dress, and walk down the aisle, especially if you get married for the third, fourth, and fifth time. You know, everybody wants this princess wedding, this Cinderella wedding. I know, it makes you feel special, and it's beautiful, and I get it. I don't get when the bills start coming in after the really nice Cinderella wedding, you're looking like, how the heck are we going to pay these? Who told you to spend all this money? And if you got mommy and daddy who rolling like that, God bless you. But I'd rather have mommy and daddy pay for me a house. I don't have no bills, so I don't have no mortgage. You know, or put the money aside for me to do something else with, instead of me feeding family and friends, which I love, for one day. And it's a big expense. Because what happens when you get divorced? Not saying you will, but what happens when you get divorced? You just spent $25,000 on a beautiful Cinderella wedding, and then you've married 5, 6 years, 10 years maybe. You get divorced. What happened with that money? You can have nice things, but you just have to look at it very logically. Look at the money that's being spent. On that note, we will take a break and hear from our sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. I forgot to tell you, we were so busy talking about the wedding dresses. What about your bridesmaids' dresses? They can be kind of pricey, too. Let me tell you what I saw. I saw a wedding. The bride wore a very simple dress. It was really cute. But all her bridesmaids wore different colored dresses. And I think she got these from a thrift store or whatever. They were all different colors, and it made it like she had like a rainbow kind of wedding, which is really nice. The dresses were very pretty and very formal, but they were all in different kind of colors and shapes. It was really nice. So you have to think like that. If you're getting married in a church and you need help decorating, and you know the ladies of the church are there, they're more than willing to help you. Probably you just offer them a small donation when you're decorating a church if you don't have enough help, and they probably would be very glad to help you. Just make sure you bring all the stuff you need to decorate. And sometimes you can do it yourself and bypass all the wedding planners and all of that. That saves a lot of money. Your wedding cake, beautiful. I've seen beautiful wedding cakes. Yeah, they look pretty. $800, $1,000, $1,500 for a cake. That's somebody's grocery bill. That's somebody's mortgage, car payment, credit card payment. This is what you do when it comes to wedding cake. First of all, you get some sheet cakes from Costco, BJ's, Sam. You get a bunch of sheet cakes, okay, which is very inexpensive. And then you have someone that you know bake you a very small, I'm talking about miniature cake that can go for a wedding cake. And you put the little bride and groom on it. And you call it a day. Why must you have this big $1,500 cake? $800 cake, why must you have this big cake? It's going to somebody's stomach. You're going to eat it and then be going with it. I know you want pictures and I know, you know, all that. I know that. You can buy really nice wedding cake, small, miniature, or buy a cake and have them layered and just put the white frosting on it and put a bride and groom on it. That's your show cake. And then have the sheet cakes to give out. Wedding cake should not cost $800. The wedding cake should not cost $1,500. I don't care how good it tastes. Getting there, back and forth. You got to get there, get a limo. Shop around for your limos. The bride and groom, the mother of the bride, the parents, the groom's parents and the bride's parents, I understand. Everybody else, hook up. Try to find rides. You know, take your own car and stuff. Your bridesmaids, fine. They can come with you because they're going to come with you. But then go into the reception and everything. Everybody have cars. Try to coordinate everybody. This one takes that one. You know. Because all these, a lot of cards means a lot of money. We never talked about wedding pictures. We want professional looking pictures. That's nice. Yes, we do. No, we don't know a photographer. Fine, then shop around for a good photographer. Shop around for somebody who's maybe just starting out, but you like, make sure you look at his portfolio or her portfolio. Make sure the pictures are really nice and see if they can give you some kind of discount. As far as everybody else, you know everybody have camera phones. You know every most of your friends and family is going to do it on video, get wedding pictures and stuff that the photographer's not taking from them. Get the video from them. You know, so that way you don't spend a lot of money because the pictures and the videos are going to be expensive. So tell your photographer, I just want these certain pictures taken, and then everybody else in your family, look, take the videos, take this, take that, you know. Heck, I know you be running around, you're the bride, you know, you're the groom, you're running around, you're doing everything, but take a minute, you can take your own pictures too. Take your camera or whatever, say, wait, let me take a picture of this, let me take a picture of that. I know you're socializing, but sometimes you got to multitask. Best days to get married, the cheaper days, on Monday through Thursday. Because you know the weekends, everybody and mother wants to get married on the weekends. So Monday through Thursday, what about in the evening? What about like a Friday evening? That may be cheap as well. Because not too many people have evening weddings. So you got to look around to find out the best days for everybody and the cheaper days. Honeymoon, we got 3 minutes. Honeymoon, let's talk about it. Everybody wants to go to the tropics or the Bahamas or Hawaii or the Europe. That's all well and nice. And if sometimes you can't get a nice honeymoon, a good deal on going on cruises to the Caribbean. You fly out of Florida, you get a nice cruise. The two of you can go somewhere really nice for maybe under $2,000 if you're lucky. Depends on where you live and depends on what time of year you're going. If you can't afford a honeymoon right now, because after all this wedding and you ran and you planned and it's been very stressful, you want to relax before you go on the honeymoon. So a honeymoon can wait. You know, you still have a couple of days off after your wedding before you go back to work. Stay at home, relax, go through the gifts, look at the pictures, send out your thank you cards. Just stay at home and just do the stuff you won't need to do at home. Get your act together, find out where we're living. If you don't have a permanent place already and you're living at home and he's living at home, where are we moving to? Use the time that you have after you get married to start really getting the ball rolling to live your life. Like I said, where we're living, let's relax because everything's been very stressful. And just, you know, we'll do little things within our community, where we live. We'll go take a little, maybe you have a little boat trip somewhere, or we'll go and do something fun within our city. You know, do the things that we couldn't do because we were working and running and planning for this big wedding. Because weddings are beautiful, but yet they are exhausting. And they are expensive. So, that's my Cheapskate wedding information for you. I hope you got something out of it as much as I enjoy telling it to you. And like I said, weddings are beautiful, but they really don't have to be expensive. Because it doesn't make sense to have a big $25,000, $30,000 wedding when you $80,000 in debt. That makes no sense. Personally, to me, that makes no sense. It's one day, folks. One day. Think about it. Next week, we are having some fun, if you want to call it that. We're talking about crazy spending that sports figures do. And I'm talking about, it's crazy. They do some crazy spending. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. It's crazy. So don't forget and be part of Cheap Cheetah Money Show next Monday at 10 o'clock when we talk about crazy spending from athletes. On that note, keep your mind on your money on your mind. I love you. I appreciate you. And save that money. Take care, folks.